Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Genesis 3:1-4. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say you may not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." "You will certainly not die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. Welcome to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. I'm your host. Today's show is, do you take responsibility or are you a blame shifter? Then the man and wife heard the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to the children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." And Adam said, "Because you listened to your wife," and then he said, "Because you have listened to your wife and ate from the fruit of the tree for which I command you, you must not eat. Curses the ground because of you. Through painful toil will eat food from it, and all the days of your life it will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from where it was you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you will return." All right, that was Genesis, and it was actually the full chapter, almost of chapter 3. We started at 1 and ended till verse 19. So basically, today I'm talking about blame shifting, because I'm coming across a lot of people, and I've even done it myself. You know, when I'm responsible for something, I'll shift the blame and try to make the responsibility somebody else. Have you guys done that yourself? Okay. So, are you a blame shifter? Do you take full responsibility? Do you shift the blame from yourself to others? You were told by your boss to complete a report and have it done by June 30th. However, you decided to take it up on yourself to delegate to your coworkers because you have another project to finish on the same date. The coworker, out of the goodness and kindness of their heart, helps you with the project to the best of their ability. You receive the report and forward it to your boss. Unfortunately, the project was not completed to the standard you and your boss agreed upon. Who was to blame? You or the coworker? We all have times where we were wrong and don't take responsibility but blame others. Communication is the key when it comes to working with people and giving instructions. When things don't go right, you have to take the responsibility, not shift the blame. You have to own what you did. You have to know your action, how you can change it in the future, and how you can relay that to the person or situation that you're dealing in. Adam and Eve got in the Garden of Eden, when they were told not to eat from the tree, Adam and the serpent shifted to play each other against God. In his infinite wisdom, God knew the truth. Today, we're going to learn skills on the importance of not shifting the blame. One, when you shift the blame, what is the one thing it will do for you? It actually is two. When you don't shift the blame, you take responsibility for your actions, and you're saying, I own this. I did it. I'm okay with it. And you know what? How can I correct it? It could have been a situation nobody else called you on, but you knew what was going on, and that would be God knew. So the bottom line is, I was in a situation, you know, sometimes with my sons, and they'll say, well, you didn't tell me this, and you didn't tell me that, and that's why it went this way. And I just look at them because I'm like, you're an adult. That was an easy excuse to be when you're a child, and even you have to relate to a child. We have to take responsibility for our actions. We can't just say, because you told me to go this way, I went this way, and I picked up this. Bottom line is, as adults, we have an obligation to teach our children to take responsibility. Taking responsibility gives you a sense of relief, because then you won't have to. A lot of times my son and I, we get into arguments, and I'm not really arguing, actually, to tell you the truth, I'm not. He's getting upset, and I'm yelling and everything because I am pointing out something. But to him, I'm maybe overwhelming him, whatever, but I was talking to him, and you try not to use the you statements, but it was like, okay, I understand it, but you have to learn to respond instead of react. His words are proactive and reactive, and same thing. You know, kids are, and teenagers and young adults have their way. But one of the things I'm trying to tell everybody and help people with is that we'll even shift the blame with God. Well, God, you said I shouldn't have sex, but there was a situation that I was in that I couldn't get out of. We're going to go to a song, and we'll come right back. Think about that. Would God tempt you in any way? Here's the song, Send Me. know that song, Send Me. We're a vessel and Jesus filled it up. So while I was on break, of course, because I love just bringing up articles and everything and giving to you guys, I always try to give the website or the person I got this from. And you can go to www.panthos.com/blog, and you're going to get an article written by Mr. Jack Lohman, great article, and it says the top seven Bible verses about responsibility. I'm a little tongue-tied today. I have to take responsibility because I waited a little long today to get everything together for the show, so I'm, you know, a little anxious, but that's my own responsibility. I have to learn not to wait till the last minute. All right, and speaking of that, when you do take responsibility, especially for me and working through my mental health issues, I feel less anxious when I'm taking responsibility and saying, if this is my fault, instead of blaming others or saying it was a situation, it was traffic, it was this, or I went to lunch. No, it was just that I was out and about today, was enjoying my day, eating and everything, and put this off to the last minute. So, and I shouldn't have done that. So I love, here's this article, 7 top 5 verses about responsibility. Bearing your own load, Galatians 6:4-5. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not his neighbor. For we each have to bear our own load. Basically, what Paul is telling you, and this is from the article and the man I told you about, he's not talking about not helping anyone else, but he's also saying bear one another's burdens, but also we have to be responsible for ourselves. We reap what we sow. Give an account to God. Second Bible verse, Romans 14:10-12. For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. So then each of us will give an account of himself. All of us, even our kids after a certain age. And I've been to churches that says that our kids are accountable after like 12, so on. You know, only God knows that. But our kids at a young age have to be responsible for things they do and not lying. So we all have to be accountable to God. And he says he was sharing the gospel with a young man some time ago. And he says that he is the way is because of the way his mother raised him. That's not true. We choose the way we want to be grow up. I had options. I could have followed with my brothers and stole, get this or that, or I could have followed up with, you know, anything. But I chose to follow God and ask God to help me. We have to take a little action. Responsible for others stumbling. Romans 14:15-16. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. For what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So don't let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. And what it's saying is that, no, you don't have to stop drinking. But if, say, you're with somebody who is just a recovering alcoholic, it's really your responsibility to not, if they're your friend you care about them, not take them to a bar or any other place or even have wine in your home. You want to help encourage them. I don't drink, but neither will I judge those who do. Why would I want to do that? This will be especially true if you're a recovering alcoholic. I don't want to do anything that would cause my brother or sister to stumble and to sin or to do something that they thought was sin in front of me. I'm responsible for that, which intentionally caused my brother and sister to stumble. No offense, no problem. 2 Corinthians 6:3. We put no obstacles in another one's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. Paul was very concerned that we don't make non-essential essentials for others. That is, what we might feel is wrong for us should never be made to be wrong for another person. If the Bible is silent on it, then we need to be careful. And Paul wrote, be careful, however, to exercise your right does not become a stumbling block to the weak. So basically, the Bible may, you, a person may have a Bible, theirs is an NIV, and yours is a New Translation Testament. They're still all authentic words of God, but you can't argue about, oh, well, they say that the Bible does say it doesn't wear makeup, but that person believes in wearing makeup. You're not judging them. You let that person be. Okay. And that was, I like that article from him. Your calling and election is your responsibility. 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and your election for sure if you practice these qualities you will never fail. The commandment to, as he, the article is saying, the commandment to make your calling and election sure is a command, not a suggestion. How do you make that calling and election for sure? Peter tells you just prior to verse 10 to make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. Just remember, you're responsible for yourself, but you also can be held responsible for doing things that might tempt other people. So think wisely. I just really like these verses. And let me bring up another article that I really, really like. And it says, Got Questions? And it's from www.google.com. And it's from, hold on a second. Oh, my gosh, it left me. Oh, sorry about that, people. It's from Got Questions. GodQuestions.org. That's exactly the site. And it says, what does the Bible say about personal responsibility? Part of growing, oh, and who is this article for? Well, actually just says Got Questions, and it's just on the site, and it says Got Answers, Latest Guest Answers. But please note that I got some of my article from this. The Bible teaches the concept of personal responsibility. The one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent, nor the parent will share the guilt of the child. That was something we were talking about a little earlier, so there's your answer. The righteousness of the righteous will be credited, and the wicked of the wickedest will be credited against them, Ezekiel 18:20. Personal responsibility is related to the law of sowing and reaping, Galatians 6:8. Tell the righteous it will be with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their debts. Woe to the wicked. Disaster is up on them. They will be paid for back for what they have done, Isaiah 3:10. So you're a blame shifter, or you take responsibility. Taking responsibility, as you can see in these verses, allows you to be forgiven. You know what? We all have do things, whether sometimes some people find out. It's not like it's a bad thing. You could have a meeting, and you knew you had a meeting scheduled with your boss, and your boss forgot, but you knew it. And you know the meeting was important, but you blew it off because he forgot. But that you still take responsibility for, hey, boss, we're supposed to have a meeting. I know you forgot, but and I blew it off because you didn't say anything. Take responsibility. Can we reschedule? Or something like that. When people see that you're taking responsibility and being a man, a woman of your word, more things will open up. More doors will open up. I love the word karma, because karma is God's way of allowing things to happen, good or bad, to us by the actions and consequences that we choose to employ and not employ in life. We're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back with Rolling with the Divas. A beautiful Sunday afternoon around 3:18 p.m. I'm here in Las Vegas getting ready to go to my Bible study, and I'm just blessed that you guys are listening in. Here's another song.
Yeah. Our presence is traumatizing to a lot of you mofos.
Yeah.
They ain't ready, though. The legends raised me.
Tell me trauma, just believe that you got problems. Tell me trauma, just believe that you got problems. Tell me trauma, just believe that you got problems. Reaching for the llama, trust that I'm gonna solve it.
On your knees, trying to be something you never be. I will demolish you with ease. Hip hop. trust that I'm gonna solve the problem. Infiltrated that you, perpetrated that you, put length to form is that you, close to silly death is that you, faking phony niggas is that you, truth ain't no self be true, lyrical assassin, yes, yes, I'll murder you.
All right, I love that song. It's fast paced. We have different artists on here. All the artists that were heard today have given Rolling with the Diva permission to play their song. Before you play them, please get their permission too. That would be great. If you want to know who that was, you can just email me at cvwtdiva, and I will tell you that was Aisha Brick City, the last song. And I'm just grateful that you guys tuned in. Remember that 211 in any states in the United States can give you referrals for housing, food banks, counseling, low-cost counseling, no-fee counseling, housing referrals, I'll help you understand or give you referrals to understand what HUD housing is, senior care. If you know anybody that is in domestic violence relationship or being a senior that is abused or a child is abused, please call 911, get them help. Don't be just a standby or be a doer. I know sometimes we don't want to get involved, but God didn't put us on this earth to just be here by ourselves. We're still continuing to pray for Kimmy Kim. She's going through radiation, and she has a few more to go. She's doing well. Thank you, God, for bringing her through this journey and allowing her to keep being our boss of Elations Radio and Magazine, and for her promoting all the people who are Rolling with the Diva. Thank you for her being our number one sponsor. I want you guys to go to my webpage, click on Kimmy's show, and really encourage her. Thank you guys for listening in. You're a wonderful audience, and you have a blessed day. Remember Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, to prosper and give you a hope and a future, says the Lord. That's a paraphrase. You guys have a wonderful week. Lots of hugs.